You know what you need right now? You need it in your life. I sound just like him. Ladies and gentlemen, with the Friday Night Chuckle, it's Will Kinder!
Hey, you're right. Here I am. It's your old mate Will with a Friday afternoon chuckle. All right. Got a couple of little gags for you here. Yeah. I don't have to get into it. Anyway, we'll talk about my wife first, shall we all? I take my wife everywhere I go, but she always finds a way back home. Supposed to help with a bit of laughter. Thanks, Dave. No, but seriously, me and my wife, you know, we share the same sense of humour. We have to. She hasn't got one.
Uh-huh.
My grandmother is over 80 and she still doesn't need glasses. She drinks right out of the bottle. My doctor says, you'll live to be 60. I said, I am 60. He said, what did I tell you? I was at the horse racing the other day with my mate and I put a bet on the horse. It was so slow, the jockey kept a diary of the trip. Did you like that one? My horse was so late getting home, he tiptoed to the stable. No, I'll tell you though, because they put me up in a local hotel around here and the room's so small, the mice are hunchbacks. I'll tell you, and the room is so small, I put the key in and broke the window. Oh dear. The manager, he was an awful bloke.
Yeah.
He had no dress sense whatsoever. Really? I said, was that suit made to order? Where were you at the time?
I said, you got that right.
You look like a talent scout for a cemetery, I said. I'm just getting a page four here.
How many pages have you got?
Okay, here we go.
15.
I said, Dr. Millekerts, what can I do? He said, limp. A man goes into a psychiatrist. The doctor says, you're crazy. The man says, I want a second opinion. The bloke says, yeah, you're ugly too. That's it. Oh, there's one more here. That's a Jewish joke. Can't do that one. That's
yeah, you can't. Just take out the Jewish bit.
Well, it doesn't ceases to be hilarious after that.
Any young man did lots of Jewish gags.
I know, well, he was Jewish.
Take out the Jewish bit.
Mm-hmm. You want to try it? Mm.
One more.
No,
on.
Oh, I'll do it. I'm not doing Jewish.
Come on, one more.
All right, I'm thinking. I'm going to get one.
Here we go.
Leave them wanting more.
When are you ready?
I'm trying.
Come on, Friday Night Chuckle.
Okay.
Right.
This doctor goes to the patient. The doctor says to the patient, take your clothes off and stick your tongue out the window. And the patient says, what'll that do? And the doctor says, well, I'm just mad at my neighbour.
Right, it's all in the delivery. Give it here.
I'm not
give
very
it,
good
give
at
it.
These.
Give it here.
You're just trying to embarrass me.
You're ashamed of yourself. You want a roll.
I know, but there's a very right. weak material.
Do this one. Do right. this one here, right? And just
I'm
and
not doing a Jewish one.
Yes, you are. It's very funny.
It's racist.
It's not racist. Pretend you're Jewish. Say Ove at the beginning.
No,
you'll be alright. Right, go. Go. It's because it's not.
Alright, I'll
right,
do this
okay,
one,
you're ready. Here we go. It's the last one. Friday Night Chuckle from Will Kinder. Ove, enough already. Go for it, Will.
This is my Jewish friends, David and Sarah. A car hit a Jewish man. The paramedic says, are you comfortable? The man says, I make a good living.
No, if I'd have actually delivered it without fluffing the line, it would have been funny!
I thank you.
Oh, dear. What about the bloke who pulls up to the curb and asks the policeman, can I park here? And the policeman says no. So the fella says, what about all these other cars? He goes, they didn't ask.
Right. No better, isn't it?
And there'll be another Friday night... What? Dave, you look confused.
I don't even understand that.
I don't really know.
What does that mean?
You pull up to the curb in the car and I ask the policeman, can I park here? And he says, no. I says, well, what about all these other cars parked here? He goes, they didn't ask me.
Mm. Oh, okay. Yeah. It's not great, is it?
I thought you said he was king of the one-liners.
Is he still working?
Do you know what, Dave? What? I'd just been in New York.
Yeah.
And there's a 6-hour time difference. It's really confusing. When I go to dinner, I feel sexy. When I go to bed, I feel hungry. See, because of the 6-hour... You see... Yeah, you're just not trying.
Radio 1.
It's 5 hours, isn't it?
Just shut up. It doesn't matter. That's my Colin Murray impression. Shut up! Right, that was the end of the Scott Mills Show. Chris Moyles is back after the news. The music from Io with Raptor Junior Senior Move Your Feet. After news and sport, it's 5 o'clock.